Good morning, it's September 26th, the time is 8 a.m., and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubenik. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Shell Oil is closing its research and development project in Rio Blanco County. The move is seen as a major blow to oil shale development in the U.S. The company has been the biggest player in oil shale development in Colorado and has been working in the state since 1996. Shell officials say the company is leaving the state to focus on production assets in other places. Citing another ongoing shale project in Colorado and more in Utah, the executive director for the National Oil Shale Association said it will still take some time to see whether Shell's decision is the, quote, death knell for the industry. According to the Sentinel, Chevron decided to forego a shale research and development lease approved by the BLM in the county last year. Critics of oil shale development have said they're concerned about the method's potential water demands, as well as its impact on the environment and on communities. Shell spokeswoman Carolyn Tucker said the company's departure won't be abrupt. The BLM requires the company to complete a period of reclamation and decommissioning work before it can fully end its operations. According to the Denver Post, the city of Aspen has collected nearly $45,000 in fees from its plastic bag ban since May of 2012. About $20,000 of that has been used to pay for public outreach and implementing the program. Aspen officials at a work session on Tuesday said they were concerned that two of the city's grocery stores hadn't been fully compliant with the fee, and that city staff has suggested an audit be performed on those stores. Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron has praised the program, but as the Aspen Times reports, the ban has seen some opposition. A Boulder-based taxpayer advocacy group filed a lawsuit against the city in 2012, and the nonprofit Colorado Union of Taxpayers has asked the Pitkin County District Court to declare the fee unconstitutional. A report from the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association says more than $95 million was spent on direct destination tourism to the town last year. According to the Post-Independent, Garfield County as a whole saw nearly $132 million from visiting tourists. The report also looked at the greater northwestern Colorado region and found that tourists spent about $1.5 billion last year throughout seven different counties. The unemployment rate in Mesa County dropped to 7.9% in August. That's down from 8.3% in July. The Daily Sentinel reports employers in the county hired 400 more workers in August than the month before. The county's business service manager said those numbers continue an upward employment trend that started in January. Unemployment claims have also fallen in the county since late July. During a briefing on Wednesday, Governor John Hickenlooper told local officials that many of the state highways and roads closed due to recent flooding have reopened. But as Ben to Berkland reports, there's still a lot more work to do.
Now that all of those missing have been accounted for, Governor Hickenlooper says Colorado is moving quickly to restore 16 state highways that are still closed.
We've set December 1st as that date, and that's a very ambitious date, but we're going to go for it.
Currently, federal aid to restore Colorado's roads and bridges is capped at $100 million, but Hickenlooper says that's not enough money to rebuild. He recently asked Congress to raise that cap to $500 million. Hickenlooper says the floods may prove to be the worst natural disaster the state has ever seen. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Delta County's senior community meals program will be dropped to a three-day-per-week schedule due to federal funding cuts. The Delta County Independent reports that change goes into effect October 14th. Deanna Sheriff, the program's director, said Volunteers of America lost about $400,000 on the program, but continued it despite the losses. But after funding cuts and a lack of volunteers involved with the program, the group was forced to decrease its service days and change the way it delivers meals to homebound seniors. According to the Independent, the change means meal deliveries will be down from $115,000 to about $75,000 a year. The program's lack of volunteers has also led to a decision to deliver some frozen meals in lieu of daily hot meals. Volunteers of America has said it's still committed to having at least one meal site open for seniors in Delta and Olathe counties Monday through Friday. And the town of Carbondale on Tuesday approved an emergency ordinance that will allow all forms of marijuana businesses to open next year. It's the first town in Garfield County to approve such an ordinance. As required by state law, the town will have to have its local regulations in place or have a local regulating authority approved by October 1st. According to the Post-Independent, Carbondale's ordinance also outlines distances pot shops will have to be located from schools or drug and alcohol recovery centers, as well as what kind of advertising signs will be allowed. The town currently has 3 medical marijuana centers, and the Independent reports all 3 have said they're interested in converting to retail operations or merging retail and medical sales. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.